testify. Hannah. Yeah. Hannah. I'm gonna move side to side. Trinity, Trinity, the jam.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Hello, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. The topic that I have chosen to discuss today is faith. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith in God does not happen in one day. Faith depends on our relationship with God. It's an ongoing process. Faith is built up over time. God has proven himself to us over and over and over again. Remembering what God has done in our lives strengthens our faith. It is important for us to, on purpose, remember God's grace in our lives. Hebrews 12:1 says, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race ahead of us and never give up. When we remember our Savior, God's Son, who met all of the challenges we will ever have to face, it should strengthen our faith to know that Jesus laid down his life for us. We have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus no matter what, the author and finisher of our faith. Psalm 103:2 says, praise thee, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. When we praise God, we remember what God has done for us. We trust him. Trust and faith goes hand in hand. If you can't trust God for one thing, you can't trust God for anything. Faith is believing even though you can't see the outcome. Faith keeps our minds fixed on the source, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Faith requires commitment to the Word of God. We can't hold on to our faith without staying in contact with our source. The world is ever changing, but God remains the same. He is our rock, our pillar, our hope. God is always consistent. He never changes. God's Word does not just fall into our laps. Faith requires action. We have to read. We have to study. We have to encourage others to do the same. Pray for clarity so that when we read, when we seek God, we will understand. Encourage others to pray, to seek God for clarity. Faith nourishes the soul, the heart, our minds. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, forbearance, kindness, and so many more. Our faith, no matter how much faith we have, will be tested or challenged in some way. And when this happens, we have to anchor down and fight for our faith. We fight for our faith with God's word. If God said it, we believe it and we stand on it. We stand on his word no matter what. God is always at work in our lives, and we know that we know that we know that we know that our faith in God is not wasted. God is so faithful to us, and we should acknowledge God's faithfulness every day of our lives while we continue to grow in our relationship with him. 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11 says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. Stand on his promises. These are the promises that enable us to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Powerful. That's powerful. Paul said in Romans 10:17, faith is believing the word of God and acting on it, not depending on our perceptions. We are in a valley experience, and we have to hold on to our faith, our trust in God, knowing that he is in complete control. We struggle with our faith sometime, and one of the reasons that we struggle with our faith sometime is because it's not tangible. We can't touch it. We can't see it. We can see the results of faith, but if you don't have a relationship with God, you won't know if what you see is the result of faith in God. We have to confess our faith daily by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, recognizing that we have sinned and ask God to forgive us for our sins. We grow our faith little by little, day by day, moment by moment, one day at a time, one second at a time. Faith gives us the strength not to be shaken by the Goliaths in our lives. David had faith that God would defeat the giant. Faith helps us to realize that God is real and that he really will help us. He will give us the courage and strength we need that comes from our faith, knowing that he is real. Faith in God is not a feeling, it's an experience. You just know that no matter how much the enemy tries to get you off track, you know that God is real. You know that your faith is justified when your faith is in God. Now, he's not going to always do the things the way we want him to do, the way we want it done, or come when we want him to come. But one thing for sure, he is always on time. Our faith should never be a maybe. It should always be a for sure. Our faith will be tested, and that's the part of the journey that we don't like. But testing produces perseverance, which means to hold up under pressure. And we see a lot of pressure. It means not being bent, not being beaten down by our circumstances, knowing that No matter what, God is in charge. Faith gives us confidence that even though sometimes it seems that our prayers are not being answered, like God is hiding behind a bush, faith says God is still here. Because he said that he would never leave us or forsake us. This journey is not easy sometimes, but the certainty is God does not change. Faith gives us substance. It gives substance to the things hoped for. How does that happen? By acting on God's word. That is our substance. We have to believe what we believe about God and his word from the depths of our souls and let nothing change that. Nothing. Faith says that even though we can't see it, we believe his word. Mark 11:24 says that we have to believe before we can receive. So that lets you know that you have to be in a relationship with God. You have to seek God in order to believe so that you can receive. If we waited for our feelings to catch up with our faith, we would never have what we hoped for. Faith comes from God. It's a gift. And I know that some of you have probably heard this before from some preachers, because I've heard it before, that we have faith in our cars, that when we go out and get in our cars that it's going to start. We have faith that we're going to reach our destination, or we're going to go to our jobs and it's still there. We have faith that the ground is not going to open up and swallow us. And so many other examples. But we lack faith in God, who is our everything. And he, like I said before, he has proven himself to us in countless ways, over and over and over again. What about those near misses when you're going to work or going to the grocery store where somebody runs a stop sign, but you don't get hit? God will hold you back so that you won't get hit by that speeding vehicle, or you'll miss a turn and end up, start going the way. And the Holy Spirit will speak and say, no, you're going in the wrong direction. Or, you know, all of those near misses that happen, that God put his hand in front of you so that things won't happen. He allows his angels to encamp around about us day and night. What about all of those things? What about getting up in the morning time? You know, we don't wake ourselves up. God does that. Somebody can call you. Somebody can call your name in the morning time or at night, but they can't wake you up. They can call your name, but God has to do the waking up. John 14:6-11. John 14:6-11 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the words. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. God is allowing us every opportunity to acknowledge him. We just acknowledge him, to know that he is real, he does not change, and like I said before, the world is ever changing, but God is always the same. Hebrews 11:6 says, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. How can we not have faith in someone who is always the same? He never lies. He never fails to fulfill his promises. He doesn't change his mind. As we get to know God, spend time with him, realizing that he is worthy of our trust and faith, and our faith will grow more and more the more we realize who God is, the more we realize whose hands that we're in. The bottom line is, we cannot make it. We cannot make it without God. It's just no way. We can't. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, I am growing. Faith in God is a process, and we have to make ourselves available to God so that he can use us. But we have to have a relationship with God. We have to spend time to get to know him, sit at the table with him, just you and him. Experience God beyond words in a way you just cannot explain. You have to just experience it. You have to stay in faith. We have to continue to feed on God's word. Faith requires action. Faith without works is dead. Our language has to change as we seek God. We have to embrace the language of faith. There are so many examples of faith in the Bible. Faith has to be in God's word, not in our feelings, because our feelings will fail us. God is a stranger to so many. We don't trust him because we don't usually trust strangers. And the enemy is always trying to distract us away from God and his will for us. The world is always telling us that we don't need God, that we can do things our way. And that is exactly why we have to dig our heels in and stand on our faith no matter what, no matter what. Sometimes other people will try to shake our faith with the things they say or do, because some people can make lies sound so true until it's unbelievable. That's why we have to know that we know that we know for ourselves who God is. Faith is the substance of things. What is the substance? Substance is our spiritual foundation that cannot be shaken, even though everything around us is. Substance of faith is solid ground. Faith is solid ground. Seek God. Have faith in God. That's our confidence. just know that God is who he say he is. God bless.
Anybody would argue with me if I said that we are living in tough, trying, turbulent times. There's trouble and problems everywhere we go. It's trouble in the finances. Many of us have more month than we do money. Many of us who made investments in a 401k is now a 201F. We're dealing with hostile husbands and disobedient daughters and wayward wives. And sometimes it makes us want to pull out our hair and say, how are we going to make it out of this mess? All of us have asked that proverbial question. How am I going to make it? How am I going to get by? And the answer comes back to every single generation. Six little words. The just shall live by faith. Faith is what's going to take you out of every circumstance. Faith is getting ready to take you out of every... Oh, come on, somebody. I dare you to stand on your feet and just tell somebody next to you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen by faith. Oh, come on, let's praise the Lord. It's going to happen by faith.
I feel my blessing.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Could you use a little extra help with buying groceries? Well, the team at AmeriHealth Caritas Louisiana has you covered. They will be at Super One Foods at 5696 Highway 1 Bypass in Natchitoches on Thursday, October 9th at 3 p.m. Shoppers will receive some help with their groceries while services are available. And if you're an AmeriHealth Caritas Louisiana member, they've got some goodies for you. Once again, AmeriHealth Caritas Louisiana will be at Super One Foods located at 5696 Highway 1 Bypass in Natchitoches on Thursday, October 9th at 3 p.m. AmeriHealth Caritas Louisiana is a proud sponsor of this station.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it.